May we always enter the doors Jesus opens for us. Amen. The Mormons came to my door last Saturday, and as I usually do, I told them, "I am an Episcopal priest. Sure is hot out here. Do you need a glass of water?" And the young man said, "No, thank you." And at this point, I normally say, "Well, have a nice rest of your day." But they had both paused, now unsure what to say next, and clearly not wanting to move on, but they didn't quite know what to say, so I waited silently for a few seconds, and when they still didn't say anything, I wished them well. That's when one of them asked if I knew of anyone who was in need of hearing the message that Jesus is their personal Savior. The response running through my head was not what I said. I smiled and said, "No, my neighbors all have church homes." And then they walked away. What I didn't say, because I didn't want to engage with these young men, was we all need Jesus in our lives, all the time. And no one faith tradition has the key to opening that door to Jesus. However, what each faith tradition does is help those who are part of a particular faith tradition to have a lens. And this lens functions as a magnifying glass, teaching us and inviting us into a way of orienting our lives that is often countercultural. Our Episcopal magnifying glass holds in big, bold letters, "Way of Love." This is our key to Jesus, love. It is our key for how we hear the Bible, how we live into the Gospels, how we seek to be the living presence of compassion in the world. And then in our gospel, Jesus tells us the only guarantees out there are wolves and our dependence on others' hospitality. So Jesus gives us advice on how to do this go be sent stuff. Jesus tells us we are going to have to talk to folks and listen to folks and be vulnerable with folks, meaning we're going to have to at some point talk about the things that give us hope. And we're going to need to be willing to accept hospitality in the shape offered and return peace as our thank you. And maybe there's the thought that, do we really, really have to do this part? My answer is yes. Because if we don't speak about how a life lived in faith and in community can be, others will. And their lens, often not, isn't filled with big, bold letters, "Way of Love." And Paul reminds us in his letter that we are to each take responsibility for the burdens placed on our backs, as well as carry them along with the burdens of others. In short, each of us lives with our own pain, but it is lightened by the fact that when we live in community, the community also helps us care for these burdens. None of us can give away what weighs us down, but together we can endure and we can thrive. And maybe there's the thought that, do we really, really have to knock on doors? My answer is yes. We have to walk up to the doors of people's lives. We have to ask to be invited into their lives. And if they say yes, then Jesus tells us to be his messengers of healing, hope, and love. And I'm going to share a story I read about. Dr. Alistair McAlpine spends every day caring for children with life-threatening illnesses. And one day, Dr. McAlpine decided to ask his terminally ill patients what they enjoyed most in life, and then he shared their answers on Twitter. In a tweet, he explained, "For an assignment, I asked some of my terminally pediatric palliative care patients what they had enjoyed in life and what gave it meaning. All these children are between the ages of 4 and 9, and kids can be so wise." And the children had 11 pieces of wisdom to share with him. 1, nobody wishes they'd spent more time watching TV and being online. 2, animals make life better. 3, they love their parents. 4, each and every one of them love ice cream. 5, all of them love books or being told stories, especially by their parents. 6, many wish they had spent less time worrying about what others thought of them and valued people who just treated them normally. 7, they love the beach. 8, almost all of them valued kindness over any other virtue. 9, almost all of them loved people who made them laugh. Laughter relieves pain. 10, kids love their toys and their superheroes. 11, they all valued time with their family. Nothing was more important. Dr. McAlpine wrapped up what he discovered like this: take home message, be kind, read more books, spend time with your family, crack jokes, go to the beach, hug your dog or cat, tell that special person you love them. These are the things the kids wish they could have done more. The rest is details. Oh, and eat ice cream. What these children offer is the crib notes on what hospitality looks like when we brave the doors, when we say yes to being present in people's lives, when we cross the threshold knowing we each carry burdens. But today, they are lighter because of you. Amen.